Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking whisperer. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, where we tackle those mental monsters head on and turn that internal chaos into inner peace. Today's topic? Releasing negative thoughts and emotions, because let's be real, holding on to that baggage is like lugging around a suitcase full of rocks. We're gonna learn how to lighten the load and feel lighter, brighter, better. You know that feeling when you can't seem to shake off a bad thought? It's like a record stuck on repeat in your head, playing the same depressing tune over and over. Or maybe you've got a knot of anxiety twisting in your gut, making it hard to focus or even enjoy simple things. We've all been there, trust me. But here's the good news. You don't have to be at the mercy of these negative vibes. You can learn to release them and reclaim your mental space. So, how do we actually do that? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways for you today that are going to be game changers. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step, my friends, is awareness. You gotta become a detective of your own mind, paying attention to those thought patterns and emotional triggers. What sets you off? What makes you spiral into negativity? Once you identify those culprits, you can start to work on managing them. Think of it like learning the layout of a maze. Once you know where you are and where you want to go, navigating becomes way easier. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept every thought that pops into your head as gospel truth. A lot of times, those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions or exaggerated fears. So challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? What evidence do I have to support this belief? 3. Practice gratitude. This is a big one. Shifting your focus to the positive things in your life can be incredibly powerful. Make it a daily habit to write down 3 things you're grateful for, no matter how small. It could be anything from a warm cup of coffee to a good conversation with a friend. This simple practice can help rewire your brain to look for the good in every day. 4. Embrace mindfulness. Now, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try incorporating mindful breathing exercises into your day. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. This can help calm your nervous system and reduce anxiety. 5. Move your body. You know that saying, exercise is good for the body and mind? It's totally true. Physical activity releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Even a short walk in nature can make a world of difference. So get moving, people. Ever feel like you're constantly replaying past mistakes or worrying about the future? That's overthinking in action, and it's draining your energy and joy. I know this because I used to be there myself. Constantly caught up in my own head, analyzing every interaction, second-guessing myself, and creating mountains out of molehills. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She was brilliant, creative, and had so much potential, but she was paralyzed by fear and self-doubt. Every time she tried to start a new project or even just speak up in a meeting, her mind would go into overdrive with negative thoughts. What if I fail? What if people think I'm stupid? What if this is a disaster? These thoughts would hold her back, preventing her from living her life to the fullest. But then Sarah realized she had a choice. She could either let those negative thoughts control her or she could learn to manage them. She started practicing mindfulness, challenging her negative beliefs, and focusing on her strengths. Slowly but surely, she began to feel lighter, freer, and more confident. So remember, releasing those negative thoughts and emotions is like shedding a heavy coat. Once you do it, you feel instantly lighter and brighter. It takes practice and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You've got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Cure, quiet your mind and leave a review if you found this helpful. Share it with your friends who might need a little mental detox too. See you in the next episode where we'll tackle another challenge together. Until then, keep your minds open, your hearts kind, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.